afternoon, and welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hi, friends of the podcast.
I got you. I never change it up. Yes, I caught you. I caught you off guard, right? I just said to you, I'm going to start talking about this, and I knew you'd never even see it coming. How you doing, Samantha? Oh,
not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
I got to talk to you about something.
Oh, what?
Here's my thing. Here's my thing, my friend.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you know how we always bitch and complain about how much we pay for food?
Yes.
And how much stuff costs?
Yes.
Okay. Did you
what,
know?
What, there's another one?
There's another. My tea was $3.10.
Yes, it was. As okay. Like my pop was.
But I get pop.
But I got a refill.
But tea is water. tea is 99% water, which is free in most restaurants, and a tea bag. Right?
Yeah.
I'm going to start bringing my own.
You should.
I never ever have tea with supper, but I was cold.
Yes.
So I thought, you know what? I'm going to have a tea.
Yes.
Right? And I just went with just the basic, like low grade.
Red Rose.
Not the Tetley. Because the Tetley, that's fancy tea, hey? The Tetley, when you think of teas, Red Rose or Tetley. Red Rose, you think grandma's tea. And it came over with those little toys in it.
Yeah.
Right? Tetley, you think.
Tetley. British.
British.
I think British.
And I didn't get the Earl Grey because I think perfume. I think it tastes like perfume. Didn't get the herbal.
Okay, herbal or herbal?
I don't think it's herbal.
With a silent H.
I don't think it's silent, unless it's herbs.
And oibs.
It's herbs.
It's oibs.
Herbs and spices. Then
herbs.
I think herbs.
It's herbs.
Or is it herbs?
It's like, not herbs.
I think it depends. It's not
it's
herbs.
It's herbs.
Yeah, with, like when you think of Kentucky Fried Chicken and the Colonel's secret, herbs. And spices.
Yeah, it's not
herbs.
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 But if you think of like,
herbs.
But if you think of the soul band from the 70s, Peaches and Herbs. Right? Remember that band? Peaches.
What?
Peaches and Herb.
Oh my
that was
God.
Like a band. I think they sang like some bad, bad 70s soul song. I think if I recall.
Oh my God.
So that's all I'm saying.
No, it's Peaches and Cream.
That's corn. It's corn. It wasn't a band from the 70s. It's corn. It's a type of corn, peaches and cream.
Oh, my God.
Samantha, I know that because I have the cans in my cupboard.
No, I know, but okay, never mind.
No, there was a band called Peaches and Herb. Peaches and Herbs. Peaches and Herb or something.
Herbs?
Like Ashford and Simpson. They were like that. They were like that group.
Oh, my God.
They were like that band.
The fact that your brain remembers that,
yeah,
that's pretty amazing.
I think they sang, you can ring my bell. Ring my bell. I don't know. I'm just making that shit up now. I got
yes,
no clue.
Yes, I think you are.
But you know what? This is what
oh
I want
God.
The world to do.
Yes.
This is what the world needs.
Yes.
Other than us talking about ridiculous things like this.
Yes.
The world needs a little more Bob Ross.
I think it does.
Because you know what? Life is stressful.
Life needs fluffy little clouds.
Perfect little clouds. Fluffy little clouds. And we're just going to draw a bird. Happy little birds. Right? The world needs to chill and embrace Bob Ross again.
Yeah.
Did you used to watch that show?
No.
My mom used to watch it every Saturday.
Oh, my God.
And we watched it, too.
Yeah.
Right? I think that when life gets stressful, you need to pull out your easel. YouTube Bob Ross. Get your perm on. Right? And just bring it down.
Oh, my God. Get your perm on.
Get your perm on.
Yeah,
and just
okay.
Bring it down.
Bring it down.
And just start painting.
Okay.
We're going to make a pretty little tree. And some fluffy little clouds. And some beautiful little birds. That's what we're going to do. Right? Just think of how much easier life is.
I think that would be great.
Right?
Yeah.
In 2019, when life is so angsty.
Oh.
Let's dust
so
off
angsty.
The memory of Bob Ross and bring him back.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah,
I know. Thanks.
I got them.
Uh-huh.
Got great
so
ideas.
So, what did you do on Shrove Tuesday?
You mean Pancake Tuesday?
No, Shrove.
Samantha.
I'm just saying.
Well, okay, here's the thing. I'm a little disappointed in Pancake Tuesday.
Because you didn't have pancakes?
I didn't have pancakes because I went out with my girls. Went into the movies with my girls, which we'll get into in a little bit. But, no, what I was disappointed in is the fact that nobody seemed to care. You didn't care?
No, I didn't care.
HHG had never heard of it.
Well, that seems odd.
It does seem odd, doesn't it?
I mean, okay, I get it. If you're Catholic, you know what Shrove Tuesday is.
Well, yeah.
And
but pancakes aren't just Catholic.
I know.
Right?
Yes, Lisa.
They belong to everybody.
But that's how it got started.
I get that. But do you think okay. pancakes were part of it?
I don't know.
Do you think the Lord sat down and ate pancakes?
It's possible.
I don't know.
Maybe they were like a good oat pancake.
All they'd need would be some flour.
Yeah.
And
some
an egg.
Some right? milk.
They probably didn't have milk or Aunt Jemima back then. And they probably didn't have the syrup. But I was just amazed when I asked HHG about, oh, so you're having pancakes? She had no clue.
Oh, no clue.
Hmm. And then she sent me a snap. She was telling her kid about it.
Mm-hmm.
The millennial.
Yeah.
And the millennial, this is what Rael says on the snap. There's no such thing. People eat pancakes on Sunday or Saturdays. Sometimes the churches do them. And I had to snap back saying, because you've been deprived. You've never had a pancake Tuesday. So it exists. So in my opinion, the HHG let her kids down.
Yes.
HHG's mom, Martha,
yeah,
let her kids down. And so on.
But they're not
and
Catholic.
So on. It doesn't matter. Neither am I. I still appreciate the Pancake Tuesday.
Did you have pancakes then?
No, because I was at the movies with you, but I did Pancake
Wednesday.
Well,
then you're a bad Catholic.
Oh, I'm a lousy Catholic. I'm a lousy Catholic. Samantha, I had premarital sex. I had birth control.
Stop! We don't need to know!
I probably covet thy husband. I don't know. Right? I'm a lousy, lousy Catholic. Right? They want me out.
Considering you're not one?
Considering I'm not one. I'm a really bad Catholic, actually. Yeah. They probably want to get me right out of the church.
Well, you were never in the
no,
church.
No, I'm not even allowed in that church.
Probably not. You would probably go poof in a little bit of a.
I would. They want to
fire and brimstone.
They probably
of...
want to excommunicate me. I bet.
I wouldn't go that far.
No, I don't think I caused them that much worry. But you know what, though, I was a bit of a sinner. But I did my pancakes on Wednesday.
Okay.
Still important to have.
Okay.
Right. Still important.
All right.
You never had any pancakes?
No.
Really?
Because I don't care.
Wow. Your mom was going to Humpty's.
I know.
Right? I'm like, atta girl. Atta girl. Hey, and speaking of your mom, she got some good news.
Yes, she did.
Yes. You want to share?
Mama Sperling.
Yes.
Got great news.
Great news. She is
cancer-free.
Yay.
Yay. She doesn't have to take those nasty cancer pills
anymore. So she has no worries right now.
Nope.
So
she's good to go.
Which gives her more time to be in the kitchen doing some baking. Right? Because she don't got to worry about things.
She doesn't got to worry about nothing.
She came through and she kicked cancer's ass.
She kicked it and she said, goodbye.
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 Goodbye, Sheila Sperling. Don't take that from nobody. Exactly. But yeah, I did pancakes on Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Okay, I did a John thing today.
What do you mean? What's a John thing? What is a John thing? I did a John thing. What is that?
Okay.
Do I even want to know what a John thing is?
No, well, no, because when I said to him, hey, I did something very you today, and he said, shit your pants, and I'm like,
and you know what?
Nope.
That's too much information. But I got to be honest with you. I don't feel bad talking about him shitting his pants because he talked about it on his podcast.
The Unbelievably Stupid Podcast.
And what did I say to you? Do I need to know that your boyfriend shit his pants?
And then what did I say to you?
Don't listen to the podcast.
Stop listening to the podcast.
And what did I do? Stop listening to the podcast. It put me over the edge. I love the fact that he shares. So what was your John thing?
Okay.
If it wasn't shitting your pants,
no, it wasn't.
What was it that you did?
I actually got up and I was sitting and I was thinking, oh, I should start my coffee. And I had coffee, but I didn't have creamer.
Okay.
And I was like, I'm not having coffee without creamer.
So like most people would just drink it black?
No.
Or just, no.
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 Did you have milk?
No.
You're nothing.
No,
God,
I don't.
You're not a Gibson.
No, I'm not. I'm not, actually.
If you were, you would have two in reserve.
No, I don't.
Okay.
So,
you don't even have, like, the Coffee Mate in the cupboard just in case?
No, I didn't have, no. Because I don't like Coffee Mate. Oh, it's gross.
I love it.
No.
I like the taste.
I know, because it has sugar in it.
I don't know what it is, but it's just something about it.
Okay.
Okay, tell me.
Can you stop talking for a minute?
I'm going to try.
Okay.
I'm going to try.
So, I get dressed, brush my teeth, and I get in my car, and I get the creamer.
Okay.
And then I thought was...
You needed coffee that bad that you had to, on your day off, get dressed.
Yeah.
And brush your teeth.
Yes.
I'm glad you did that.
Yeah.
Good.
And I needed creamer.
Okay.
And it's just around the corner.
Right.
And then I thought, I'm already in my car. It's already started.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get a Timmy's. I'm going to go get a coffee.
Okay.
I'm going to get someone else to pour me a cup. Because I didn't want to do it.
You didn't want to do it.
And then I went home and did make coffee.
Yes.
But I went to Tim Hortons and I got my coffee and then I got breakfast because I thought, I really don't feel like making breakfast either. And I thought, oh my God, I'm doing a very John thing.
You just became John.
He does that almost every morning.
Yeah.
He goes out and he grabs a Dunkin' Donuts coffee and he starts his day with that.
Really?
Yeah, he doesn't, like, I mean, he does make coffee at home
sometimes. It's just Dunkin' now.
I know. Duncan.
Duncan.
Whatever.
Duncan.
Whatever.
All right.
Why are you taking out the donuts? Are you ashamed? Why are you doing that?
Why are you taking away the donuts? Because if I'm going to
Duncan...
Doesn't
make it skinnier.
It doesn't make it skinnier. Doesn't make it healthier. And guess what? Because I'm, like, I'll drink a coffee, but I'm not, like, a huge, crazy coffee fan. I'm going... It's the donuts that are catching me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Not just Dunkin'. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. So I did, yeah, I did a John thing.
You did a John thing.
Huh. Went and got my coffee.
That's so funny. Why don't you do what I did, and why don't you get a Keurig? A single cup.
Yeah.
I didn't even ask for it.
Yeah, I know. You sent me a picture. I'm like, that's nice.
With the caption, didn't ask for this.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
And I would have said, didn't want it.
So now the problem is that now it sits on the counter, but guess what? It occupies where the paper towel holder went. So now there's no rhyme or reason. Our paper towel holder is in the middle of the kitchen table. So now...
It's throwing everything off.
It is, right? Yeah. There's no feng shui happening in our kitchen. That's gone. That's gone.
Oh, my God.
It's not balanced.
You could put it closer to the sink.
I said that to Mike, and Mike's like, yeah, but when we get ready to dish out our supper, that's where the plates go. Right? Because we take out the plates.
Good grief. How big is your towel paper?
Well, no, it's
paper
like...
towel thing.
It's not big, but it sits on the counter. And now the Keurig is in its place.
Oh, my God.
I know, right? So now, paper towel holder, you got to walk to it, and I forget about it. And I'm like, oh, fuck it. I'll just use a Kleenex. Right? I don't give a shit. I'm not walking all the way to the table to get it.
Oh, God forbid. Right? It's two steps.
Right? Well, it used to be here. Now it's walk, walk, walk here. Right? I'm like, this isn't working for me. I notice we're not going through paper towel like we were.
Yeah, well, because it's too far away.
No, no, it's too far for me to go. Yeah. Right? A little lazy streak. But I've been making it because so my single cup Keurig, it came with like a travel cup.
Ooh.
Fits perfectly in my bay purse.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I make it.
It's not a purse.
Well,
it's a bag.
It's masks as a
purse. I use it as a lunch bag, actually.
Well, I also use it as a lunch bag and a coffee bag and my wallet bag. And it's a bit of a catch-all.
Yeah.
Only thing missing is a pocket.
Too bad it's not a purse.
Well, it's too bad. But yeah, I treat it like a purse. In my mind, it's
a
purse.
Yes, I know.
So I've been making a coffee. Or a steep tea.
Look at you go.
I know. I think the novelty is going to wear off.
Yeah, very quickly.
You know what it is? Because it's just like, But it fits perfect.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm convinced that Tim Hortons puts like crack in their coffee.
I don't know what it is, but you know what I'm convinced with Tim Hortons?
Hmm.
That there's no winners. So Friends of the Podcast in Canada, Tim Hortons is our coffee shop.
Yeah.
And they have a roll up the rim to win.
Yes.
Right? And all mine ever says is, pay again.
No, it says play
no,
again.
No, it doesn't. It says pay again. Pay again. That's what it says. I roll it. Oh, pay again.
Pay again.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. It should say you paid again. That's what it should be saying. All right? It should just say like, screw you, idiot.
Yeah, because right? You keep going.
I keep going and I just want a coffee.
You keep rolling.
I keep rolling and there's pay again, pay again, pay again, pay again. That's all I keep getting. You know.
But you know what was fun this week?
We had a girls' night.
Yes.
Right?
We took out the HHG.
Three crazy gals on the
three
town.
Three crazy people.
Right?
I got us in for free.
Yes, because you collect points.
I collect scene points.
Yeah, so that comes in
and
handy.
I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
Use them up.
That's right.
Let's do this.
And we went to see Fighting With My Family.
Yes, with The Rock.
With The Rock and with Paige, WWE movie.
Okay, I didn't know her, but I knew The Rock.
Well, I tried to tell you guys about it in advance. You didn't want to hear, Samantha. You didn't care, right? Yeah. I actually gave the story away when it was playing to the HHG, right? Remember how, because Paige won the world championship?
Uh-huh.
So when they were talking about that in the movie, I didn't know that that's where the movie was going to end. And I leaned over to the HHG and I'm like, she wins. And HHG's like, shh. Oh. Sorry. Apparently it was spoiler. Not a spoiler because it's based on a true story. How can a true story ever have a spoiler?
But you still want to wait for it.
It's already played out.
You still want to wait for the
moment. I know, but what did we learn? We learned.
She's a crier.
I nudged you and I'm like, we got a crier.
And then I looked over and
she's all crying and all. Right? I had to give her like a dirty old paper towel like, from the popcorn.
Oh my God.
But you know what? This is what's funny, right? She's better people than us.
She is because she cried.
She's got feelings.
She's got a little emotion.
She's got some
feelings. Because then what did I do to her?
Then you called her a name, right?
As we got out.
And you bullied her a little. Right?
Yes. As we got out of the movie theater. Hey, big baby. How you doing?
How you doing, big baby?
Hey, big baby.
Yeah. And then I reminded you today, she better people than us, right? Because she cries. She's sensitive, makes her better. She's better folk.
Yes, she is.
She is better folk.
But it was fun to call her Big Baby.
You know, you not often do you get the opportunity to make fun of the HHG.
No.
Right? So when you do, you've got to take it.
Yes.
Right?
Well, because she's always one step ahead of you.
Always. Always.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's crazy that
guess,
way.
Guess what I did this week?
Well, I see you're not wearing it.
I declared spring.
Yeah, it's not.
I declared it's spring. It's the springiest spring in all the land, Samantha. That's what I did. I did that 2 days ago.
It's not spring.
Monday I woke up and I'm like, good morning, spring.
and all I woke up was going, why isn't it plus two?
And I left my coat. I left my winter coat in the cupboard.
It was still minus 24 the other day.
I know.
That's still cold.
But it's only.
You wait for the bus.
But it's only cold for like 2 hours and then it's spring. I'm toughing it out.
It is not spring.
I'm toughing it out. I'm not bringing that coat back out. I'm in my puffy light coat, but guess what, right? Because I'm not an idiot. I'm not a complete idiot. So I still got my gloves.
Right? Oh, yay! Because that's going to help you when your core temperature is zero.
Yeah, right? I still got my
that's
gloves.
That's good.
But yeah, bye, winter coat. That's what I'm doing.
Bye.
Yeah, like that.
I did go to work the other day and I had the same feeling. I am done wearing a coat, scarf, and mitts.
And you're not in a scarf today, but you're in a coat.
No, because I'm done.
But you're in your coat.
I'm tired of wearing multiple things to leave my house.
Right? It's like it's enough.
Oh.
Right? Like it's pretty much the end of March, for Christ's sakes.
No, it's not.
I know, it's nowhere near. I know, it's March.
Oh, my God.
I know it's not anywhere near, but in my
nowhere
mind.
Nowhere near it.
In my mind.
No, it's not.
Okay, you know what? Here's something funny I need to share with you, right? Mm-hmm. You'll appreciate this because you understand my husband.
Yes.
Okay. So he's a bit of an odd duck, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
He's got a funny sense of humor.
Yes, he does.
Right? And claims to love his wife, but sometimes the jury's out.
Oh, but he likes to pick your ass,
he
and
does.
I enjoy that about him.
So here's the thing, right? So we live in an apartment, and you know how you have your smoke detector,
mm-hmm.
right? Well, I guess the backup batteries were going.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I was hearing this. Beep, 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 beep. All right. So I'm in the bathroom. I come out of the bathroom. I'm sitting on the bed. All of a sudden, Mike, he's up. He's got the kitchen table or the kitchen chair, and it's in the hallway.
Oh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And he's standing on it.
Uh-huh.
So dude's 6'6". First off, he don't need to stand on nothing to get to be able to do anything with the ceiling, right?
Yeah.
So he's standing on this chair, hunched over, not even looking at what he's doing. And he's changing. He's trying to like get the thing out of the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
There's a like a light that's like just missing his head. And he's awkward and clumsy on a good day, right?
Uh-huh.
And I said to him, hey, Mike. He's like, yeah. I said, just so you know, I hate you on the chair. Because it makes me nervous, right? I hate you on the chair. He's like, really? I'm like, yeah. He's like, I hate you over there. I hate you there. And I hate you over there. And he's like, so today's Dr. Seuss moment has been brought to you by your husband who's just trying to do something nice for you. How shitty did I feel?
No, that's good.
Right? How shitty did I
feel?
I
hate you there. I hate you there.
I hate you everywhere.
I hate you everywhere.
Right? And he's this Dr. Seuss moment. But I have a right to think that it's odd and that he's going to hurt himself. Do you remember when he painted our apartment the same color? Remember? And because he's awkward, he would just wear his underwear. And he had grocery bags on his feet and on his head because his hair was getting pink. Because every time he turned around, his head would hit the wall. Right? Remember? And I just remember walking in going, what is this train wreck I've just walked in on? Because he's so awkward.
Yeah, but it's funny.
It's so funny. But yeah, so that
I
was.
I love that.
Isn't that funny? That was little Dr. Seuss in our house today.
Nah.
Yeah.
I enjoy him.
I hate you here. I hate you there. I hate you everywhere.
Everywhere.
I'm like, thank you. Well, I just hate you on a chair. Right? That's so funny.
Hey.
Hey.
Did you get your other baby?
I got my new baby.
You got your new baby?
Yeah, but boy, what the rigmarole. The rigmarole,
the
Samantha.
Rigmarole.
The rigmarole to get that. So, I wanted to get the tablet.
Yes.
We talked about the tablet
the
last
Samsung
week.
The Samsung tablet.
Samsung tablet. Wanted to get that, right? Because I wanted to be cool like the cool kids, like my two friends. And
I think it's funny that you, because that I got one given to me.
Yeah.
Didn't pay for it.
Yeah.
Not a dime.
Pushed me over the edge.
And then HHG has one.
She has one.
And you were like, I want one. You got a tablet knowing full well you may not use it.
I may not.
And you didn't care.
I'm trying to love it.
But you just couldn't be left out.
Do you know what I said to the HHG today, speaking of that? Because I'm in my boots,
oh
and my boots
God.
Are like a low boot, and she was in her boot, and it's a taller boot.
Uh-huh.
And I said to her, I said, I want to get a tall boot.
Oh, my God.
Because I said, I don't like you being taller than
no,
me.
No, my
And
God.
She's like, you got a problem with that? I think I do. I feel short. I don't like that, right? I don't like that very much.
You are so weird.
I'm so weird. So, but here's the story behind the tablet. Uh-huh. They dropped it off on Friday. Okay? And Mike was sleeping, so he didn't, or he wasn't home or something, so he didn't get the on the door.
Yes.
They leave a note saying that it's there uh-huh. after one.
Okay.
Okay, we're Amazon Prime people. And you know what that means, Samantha? Yeah, exactly. It's do that again. It's exactly that. You're Amazon Prime. You are. Ooh, you deserve it. Because it means you paid some extra bucks.
Yes.
I think it was $80 or something. I don't know what it is.
It's something like that a year.
Yeah.
For right? 2 day shipping?
For 2 day shipping.
And when did you get it?
I ordered it on a Sunday. I got it on a Friday. So guess what?
But you really didn't get it on Friday.
But I didn't.
That delivery was a long time a coming.
That tablet waited in a friggin' freezing cold van. A Canada Post van.
Uh-huh.
Like, this is the state of Canada right now, right? Dude finishes his shift at 5. Oh, but I'm not going to empty my truck.
Nope.
Because he doesn't think, he don't care that I'm waiting for that.
Nope.
He don't care.
He DFC'd.
He DFC'd. He didn't fucking care that and you gave me a note taunting me saying, it's ready. And no, it's not. No, it's not.
And what did your husband say?
It's not ready. Remember when I ordered the Soprano CDs and it took so long to get and because it was on a Friday? And I'm thinking, I'm thinking the Soprano. Oh, right. Oh, that,
CDs?
That show from, or DVDs or whatever he ordered, that show back from like 2000.
Yeah.
And he was basing everything on it, but he was right.
He was right.
Yeah. So on Sunday, he finally went to go. Finally, he had had enough of his wife nagging him, right? And because his name's on it, I can't go get it.
Oh, okay.
Because it's his name.
Yeah, yeah.
He finally went and he came back and he's like, yeah, it's still on the truck. Why is it still on the truck?
Uh-huh.
Right?
Mm.
Do you leave your workplace unfinished?
No.
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 Do you leave without locking the door?
No.
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 I don't leave without folding the clothes. I don't leave without making sure the steamer's turned off. I complete all aspects of my job. That dude didn't.
Did not.
And I wonder why. Why is that okay? But I got it now and I'm loving it. Well, I'm trying to love it.
It sleeps with you.
It sleeps with me. It's me.
Oh my God.
So Mike works nights, right? So he's at work. So it's me, my phone, my new tablet, and my flashlight.
Oh dear God.
Yeah. There's three of us in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
There's three of us in the bed. I know. Isn't that so funny?
It's a little sad, to be honest.
It's a little bit crazy.
A little bit sad.
But guess what? It's March Madness.
Oh, this is basketball, right?
College basketball.
Oh.
Go Michigan Wolverines. Go
sure.
Michigan, yes. Yes, go Michigan. We are, I think we're tired.
Arr.
Yeah, arr. More like that. It's more like that. Arr. Do it.
Arr.
Yeah, more. Arr. Shorter. Shorter. Arr.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's not a grr. They're a wolverine. That's like a wolf. They're not a bear.
Grr.
Yeah. Okay. No, not really. Not really. But I think we're in first place.
Woo!
I know. So now we have bracketology. So Mike and I got to make our brackets. We've got to pick our teams.
All right.
Right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know you don't.
I know nothing.
You don't need to know. It's on a need-to-know basis.
Okay.
We're not quite there. It's just, I'm just letting you know it's
you're
coming.
You're prepping me.
It's coming. We're in March,
okay.
And the madness is coming. That's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm telling
so
you.
So excited about
yeah.
that.
Right? Because the fake fan.
Don't. Nope. You don't get to talk about the fake fan anymore. Nope. You lost it. So did Jersey.
Didn't lose it.
Done.
And don't
both of you fought over the fake fan.
I really didn't.
And the fake fan put down her fake foot and said, "Enough, you two. I will decide what I do.
No.
I will make the rules of the fake fan."
That's fine.
Yes.
No, that's fine.
The fake fan is not. You don't own her.
I don't.
And
want
by the way,
to.
It's a her.
Of course to her because it's you. I don't want to own her. I've known her and she's been in my corner when I've needed her.
I am
her.
In everyone's corner. I'm inclusive.
But when my team is playing his team.
I cheer for both.
Then you're going to, when you lose, you're going to have to sing his song.
I am not singing any song.
You're going to have to.
No song.
No, she's going to have
to. She belongs to no team.
No.
Ha! Ha!
Mic drop. Boom.
Done.
Take that, bitches. Right? Oh, yes, I did.
Oh, mm-hmm. You know it.
You know it. That's how it rolls. And I picture the fake fan as like the blue jay bird. That's my fake fan is the blue jay bird.
Yeah, good for you.
That's how I see you.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Both of you, you fought over the fake fan, and the fake fan, she put her foot down, and she's like, enough of you.
Yeah.
Enough of this.
But you know what, though? When I need the fake fan, I'm going to dial her up.
Fine, dial me up.
All right, I will.
Whatever.
Not phone, but text. I text you up.
Yes, thank you.
Right? Right? phone if it's World Series phone,
no,
for sure.
Oh, God.
But it's a long way away.
Yes. Right? And they didn't do well last year.
They didn't, but guess what? I think this is going to be a better year for them. I'm just saying.
Well, they won yesterday.
And they won today.
Against the Phillies.
Against the Phillies. And they won today.
So a fake fan is not needed.
I didn't need the fake fan. I don't need the fake fan every minute. Most of last season, I didn't even bother the fake fan. Right?
No, because they suck that bad.
They suck that bad. I'm like, I'm not going to waste the fake fan's time. Right? Not for that sport. Not for that sport. Okay. Did you ever used to watch, like, the Peanuts?
Was he going to say Peanuts?
Did you? Okay, we're not.
Because you said the P, and I'm like, for some reason in my head, it said penis.
All right, you want to talk about Leaving Neverland now?
No, I do not.
MJSS?
No.
No, I'm talking about Charlie Brown, Samantha.
Okay.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
Yes.
Did you ever see the penis? That's not what I'm going.
No.
Right?
Yes, I used to watch Charlie Brown.
Do you think it's odd that Charlie Brown uses his full name?
No.
It's been bugging me.
It's always been Charlie Brown.
Like, it's not Linus.
But it's Peppermint Patty.
But I think Peppermint Patty, I don't think her first name is Pepper.
Pepper.
I don't think it's like a middle name, Pepper, Mint, no. Patty. I think it's just Peppermint Patty.
Peppermint Patty.
Yeah. But like Charlie Brown, is it because he's like the star of the show?
Probably.
So he gets like, because Snoopy's just Snoopy.
Yep.
And Linus is just Linus.
Uh-huh.
Lucy.
And what about the bird?
Woodstock.
Woodstock.
With Pigpen.
Pigpen.
Right? But that's still just really one.
It's one word.
And Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
So that's been bugging
me. His sister Sally.
I didn't know that Charlie Brown had a sister.
It's the blonde-haired thing.
That's his sister?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Schroeder.
It was a very one-named...
One-named cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder why. Weird. And I don't know what made me think of it, but I've been thinking about it.
That's weird.
Put it in my notepad this week.
Uh-huh.
Just wanted to know if you ever watched that show.
Uh-huh. That's odd.
Yeah.
Super duper odd.
Super duper odd.
You know what else is odd?
What?
That you have a fascination about being a bounty hunter.
The dog.
No, you're not.
The big bad dog.
No, you're not.
I'm the bounty hunter.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Nope.
I think I could be a bounty hunter. You know how I went through a phase where I thought I could catch tuna? And I know I could.
No, you can't.
And I know for a fact I can still forge and fire.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Nope,
I can take any type of steel, whether it be Damascus steel or aluminum or whatever, and I can forge.
Nope.
I now, yes, I can.
No.
Yes.
No.
You give me a forge and I'll prove it.
No.
Yeah. But my new thing is I think I could be a bounty hunter. I think, because where'd dog go? Where did dog go?
I don't know.
He's just gone.
What happened to Beth?
Beth got the cancer. Beth got the cancer.
Beth did get the cancer.
She got the cancer, but I think she was doing okay.
I think she was.
But where's Leland?
I don't know.
Leland was his sidekick, his son, whose face looked a little bit like Curious George. And I remember thinking, oh, he's kind of cute, that little Curious George face. And he had like Curious George ears. I think I could be a bounty hunter.
No, you can't.
Don't you think
you are not agile. You could not take down a criminal.
You ain't,
and you're definitely not running. You're definitely not running.
I'm not running, but I'll be in. But I'll be in like an SUV, with my pepper spray. I'm ready for ya.
Oh my God!
I'd be the brains behind it. I'd be like, he is here in the bush to the left. Samantha,
here in the
over
bush.
There.
I'm not going after anybody.
Really?
No way.
I can see you taking them down.
Screw that.
I can see you tackling.
No.
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 No tackle.
No, I don't want anything to do with that.
But did you watch that show?
Dogs about. Yeah. On occasion.
I really enjoyed that show.
I know, you're weird.
Well, I don't know if it's that I'm weird, but whatever. Speaking of odd.
Ugh.
I had to do it. I had to do it.
Ugh.
I had to do it. I know you didn't.
Nope.
But I did. And the HHG did, just partway through.
Did she?
Yeah. She gave in. Because she doesn't like creepy shit either, eh?
I don't like creepy shit.
But I had to do it. I had to find out what it's like leaving Neverland.
Well, apparently it was bad.
You never leave.
Ugh.
They never leave. This is the disclaimer. Michael Jackson... He is a monster. He's horrible. Horrible. And here's my issue, okay?
If you can see my face, it's scrunched up.
It's very scrunchy. But here's my issue, right? So when famous people do bad things, they get their stuff taken away, right? So, for example...
Like O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson, give me back your trophies, right? And there's a baseball player. For the life of me, the name's not coming up. But he was caught gambling and betting against his team, right? You don't get to go to the Hall of Fame.
Uh-huh.
Why is nobody taking away Michael Jackson's shit? Well, he was a very, very, very bad man.
Maybe after this.
Very bad man.
Yeah.
It was not good. But it was interesting.
Gross.
But not good. But then you got to think. But then, you know what? There's a part of me that thinks, what were those parents thinking?
I don't know.
Right? Are they thinking, oh, it's MJ, and they're reaping the rewards too, hey? Because Michael Jackson's like.
Oh, because that's not any better.
Well, Michael Jackson's like, you know, flying their families and loving their families. And then, right, kind of manipulating the moms into, yeah, come on with me and I'll buy you all this stuff and bring your kid in. And I'm like, Michael, and well, is it okay if he stays with me?
Then that's. Everyone plays a part.
Everybody plays a part.
Blech.
Yeah.
Blech.
I know. I won't say much more. But then Oprah did a big interview with the two guys. Hey,
really?
After. Yeah. And Oprah.
Okay, what is with the face about Oprah?
Oprah, our girl was looking rough. She got big, big hair. I'm like, Oprah, like, is this like, and it's the first ever Oprah Winfrey show. That's what I wondered, right? That's how she looked. And her skirt, she looked like Dolly Parton's coat of many colors. Like, what is going on? She was a hot mess. And I know she's in our squad.
I know.
She was a hot mess. Good interview, but a hot mess.
Okay.
I didn't understand the look.
Okay.
Yeah, you need to Google. Can you Google the look?
I will Google the look.
Get back to me on what you thought. Okay?
Okay. So okay. Apparently.
Yeah.
We're kind of watching The Voice.
No, we're not.
Well, I'm watching parts of it.
I'm not watching any of it.
I'm going in and out.
Why?
When I get bored, I leave.
Oh, the fake fan there. Why? You're like the fake voice fan.
Yeah, I am.
You know what? The only person, I guess, apparently other than you right now, the only person watching The Voice is the HHG.
She's watching the audition process.
It's her favorite part.
Really?
This and the battle round. Doesn't watch the actual who's going to be the winner.
She doesn't watch when they go top 10?
Doesn't watch that part.
That's the part that we watch.
That's the only part we watch.
Because we're only interested in
right?
that.
We pick it. We pick a team before it starts, yeah. And then we hope that they've got some good representation.
Well, I hope
time.
You know who I picked already.
Well, I'm Adam. You're I'm John Legend.
No, I'm Kelly Clarkson.
I think HHG is maybe John Legend.
Ooh.
Mm, yeah. Really? But she only watches it now, and she's like completely like obsessed with it. She's like, it's the auditions. It's the best part. It's not.
She's a total opposite of us.
It's the part where, you know what? If it was like a 2-hour movie, you're fast forwarding through that part to get to the end.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
It's so crazy.
So true.
I'm not watching any of it. I don't care. I'm not watching Idol. I'm not doing none of it.
No, I'm not watching Idol either.
I don't want to know. I think, you know what? My best singing days, I think, are behind me. That's what I'm saying.
Your singing days.
My singing
days.
That's
good. Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. They're behind me now.
Classic.
Yeah. Okay. Is it odd that neither you or her know what nonstick tinfoil is? How do you not know that? I don't even go to a grocery store and I know about it. You guys are in grocery stores.
Your husband bought it.
Yeah, so I know about it.
That's why you know.
Yeah, you never buy tinfoil?
No.
You never go down the tinfoil?
I have not bought tinfoil for a while. I did at one point get very attached to parchment paper.
What is parchment paper?
It's like paper you can bake with that you put on your like baking sheets.
Why are you using that?
To keep them clean.
Yeah, that's what the foil does.
Well,
but now they have non-stick foil.
Well, okay.
Slippery.
What does that mean?
It's slippery. So
what do you mean by slippery? Like, are you wearing it?
No.
Are you sliding on it?
No, but the food slides on it. And it's slippery. You know how you pull down your stove door and you go to put it, you put in your
and it slides.
And it slides. And you're like, ah! And it slides. And then you take it out and you're like, ah! Yeah, it's slippery. It's so slippery because it's like,
oh
I don't know
God.
What they use for that shit, but it's so, so slippery.
For that shit.
Yeah. That shit. That shit. I don't know what they use for that shit, but it's so, so slippery.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's so weird. I don't know. So I said to Mike, no more nonstick. And then he was all like, yeah, but when we do the pork chops and the shake and bake, I know, but that's fine. It's meant to stick. It's meant to stick, right? Things are meant to stick. So if it's meant to stick, let it stick.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I need to bring something up.
Okay.
I need you to stop sending me weird pictures.
No, you always say that, and I'm always going to send you weird pictures.
No, weird pictures, it's too much.
Weird, it's very...
It's too much.
No, weird is very subjective.
Yeah. I don't need to see a hot dog shoved into a pickle dipped in corn dog crap.
It's a dilly dog.
It's so fucking... I almost puked.
Ew.
Because all I thought was, ugh!
Really? And all I thought was, get in my belly. Get in my belly. Come to mama. Right?
You already love a corn dog. I am not that girl to begin with.
But the fact that they take a wiener and put it in a pickle?
No.
Best place for a wiener to be. Put it in a pickle.
Oh my God.
Put it in a pickle.
That's so weird.
Well, you know what? Let's just keep the wieners in the pickles. Right? Keep the wieners.
Shove that hot dog.
Keep the wiener away from me. Put it in a pickle. Right? And I'm happy. You want to put this in the pickle? Put it in the pickle. Put it in the pickle.
Okay. I'm sorry, but I just will never eat that.
And then with mustard?
No.
Oh,
no.
I'm not doing it.
Sorry.
We got to figure out how to make
them. No. And then you have the HHG.
She thought they looked wonderful,
yes.
Too. She, too. That's the best place for a wiener to go. Two married women think the wiener should just go in the pickle.
Right? Oh, my God.
That's all I'm saying.
Spoken like women who don't like a wiener.
We've been there and we've done that. Right? And now we just prefer our wiener served up with food. Right? And it'd have nothing to do with anything else. Okay. So, you know how I have high blood pressure?
Yes.
And you're not supposed to have salt?
No.
So Mike bought this shaker of stuff and it's called Near Salt.
Oh, okay.
It tastes like gravel. It tastes like stuff you would put so you don't slip on the ice.
Of course, because you're not supposed to have salt.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So then just don't have salt. Don't tease somebody with Near Salt. It's not Near Salt. It's like, I can't believe it's not butter. Yes, you can. Taste it. You can believe it's not butter. You can 100% believe it's not butter. So when it's Near Salt, it's nowhere near salt.
No, it's nowhere near
salt. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take off the little lid and I'm going to fill it up with normal salt and trick them. Only person who's going to pay the price is me. I get that. But then at least I can still use salt.
And then have a stroke. Whatever. And die like Luke Perry.
Oh. I think
pointing in a little context.
Yes, certainly, right? Certainly nail that back home, hey? Drive that back home. Thanks, Samantha.
You're welcome.
Right? Way to just take my cheery mood, right? Did you ever stop to think maybe I didn't want to talk about Luke Perry? Did you ever stop to think that maybe I don't want to talk about?
Why?
Right?
Because he's Dylan.
Because he's Dylan.
And you had a little crush on him.
And he had the funky sideburns.
Woo.
No, I like David. When he wasn't geeky.
Oh.
When he wasn't geeky.
Really?
Older David.
Really?
Kinda.
Ew.
Yeah.
No.
Dylan was too cool. He was too cool. And Brandon was too... I bet you liked Brandon.
No.
Because Brandon was too booky for me.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Did you like that show?
No, I like Dylan.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Dylan.
He's awesome.
It's sad.
He sounded like a very good human being, too.
I think he was a very good human being.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But we'll miss him. The world will miss him. Gone too soon.
Gone way too soon.
Gone too soon. Still changing the salt, though. Play a little Russian roulette that way, I do. I'm a little crazy that way, Samantha.
Well, you're going to play Russian roulette when the food trucks come in.
All I want is a food truck to be available in the winter.
It's never going to happen.
Just put a heater.
We just had the coldest February in on record.
Just put a heater
almost
in the truck.
Almost every day was below 25 degrees Celsius.
I know that, but if we just put a heater in the truck.
That makes no difference. You're not going into the truck to get your food.
But then it's like drive-thru. You're not going in the drive-thru window. And people are still handing out your food.
Sorry. Mm.
I'm just saying.
No.
I don't think it's a horrible idea.
Mm-mm.
Really?
No.
I want the food trucks.
No.
I want the food trucks to be back.
Or, better yet, what you could do is open up parts of the Prairie Land Exhibition here in Saskatoon. Because you can drive shit in there.
Yeah.
They could drive the trucks in
and
there.
And have the food trucks every
and
weekend.
And have like a food truck bonanza.
Yeah. Exactly. Right? Why is nobody thinking of this shit?
It could be food truck Friday.
Food truck palooza.
Yeah. Food truck palooza.
Food truck palooza.
Oh my God.
Right?
Let's market it.
Let's market
it. Let's make some money.
Let's make some money. We'll take 25% of the cuts.
Yeah. Yeah. Of everything.
Right?
We're bringing you in.
Yeah. And then somebody can make the dilly dogs.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Nope, they can't play.
We can get the grilled cheese and the dilly dogs. They can play.
The grilled cheese, they can come back.
Those were good grilled cheese.
Those were really good.
Yeah, but wouldn't you eat that outside?
In the freezing cold?
If you had
to.
No! Really?
No!
Yeah, I would. I would do it.
No.
I would do it.
Oh, and then you get like picnic tables.
Yeah.
You could do... Okay, Prairie Land Exhibition. Knock, knock, knock.
Knock, knock, knock. Who's there? I shake my head with Lisa and Sam. We got an idea for you.
We got an idea.
Right? We got an idea. You're going to do all the work, but we're going to give you all the brains and all the material you need.
And you're going to invite the people.
You invite the people.
We'll just eat the food.
We're there to eat the food.
And we'll take our 25%. Thanks.
Thank you. Always a pleasure, right? Always a pleasure. So speaking of cooking, I know you and I aren't big cooks.
No.
But when you cook stuff at home, and I get right now it's just you there, right? But do you ever, like, because I saw this on a cooking show, and people, like, they stir what they're cooking. Say they're making a spaghetti sauce.
Yes.
Okay? They're stirring it with the spoon. Uh-huh. They want to taste it. Uh-huh. They taste it with that same spoon, and they put that same spoon back in the sauce to stir. Are you that girl?
Okay. I live by myself right now. Yes, I do.
Because it's just your germs.
It's only me
who's
eating it.
Yeah.
My mother does not cook like that.
No.
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 Get a teaspoon.
Get a teaspoon. And doesn't put that teaspoon back in.
No.
What about when Larry's doing his spaghetti sauce?
No.
No?
No.
I think my mom was not that lady. I think my mom was like mixing. This is coming from a family that like reused the spaghetti sauce for 25 years, right? So I think for sure she was like tasting and putting it back in. Hey?
Didn't you think she gave me food poisoning?
Oh, no, we never got the food. Amazing we didn't get food poisoning. They would make spaghetti sauce. We had spaghetti once a week. They'd make spaghetti sauce from scratch.
Yeah.
Whatever wasn't used would get froze.
Uh-huh.
And then the next week when we'd have spaghetti, that frozen spaghetti sauce would come out, go into the new spaghetti sauce, right? Because it wouldn't be enough. So you'd add that to the new spaghetti sauce. Whatever wasn't used got froze. And then the next week, and so on, 25 years later.
Oh, my God.
Gord McIntyre moves to Niagara Falls. And I swear to God, if I went to their house, that same Tupperware is in the freezer with a little bit of spaghetti sauce.
Yeah.
And who knows from when?
God knows.
So nasty.
That's funny.
Never understood that.
I enjoy that.
You know what I don't enjoy?
Huh.
Being reminded that I didn't change the calendar every day.
Oh.
Because we are a family of calendars. I live in a house of calendars.
You live in an apartment.
Six calendars in our apartment.
There's only two of you.
Six calendars.
Why?
Because.
You each have a calendar.
Oh.
Your fake pets have a calendar. Your phone has a calendar.
Neighbor wants a calendar. We'll take care of that for you. We spend $135 every year on calendars.
What?
Yep. He orders them ahead of time.
Oh, my God.
So right now, in my bedroom, I have a page a day.
Saskatchewan Rough Rider stuff?
Nope. That's in his. That's in the spare room. That's in the computer room.
Oh, my God.
My room is cats, right? Page a day.
You have one day. In your bedroom?
Yeah, like a little desk one.
Okay.
Every day I gotta rip it off.
Okay.
Hate being told, you know, it's not Tuesday, right?
Oh, good God.
Sorry, okay. Then we have the Blue Jay one.
Of course.
We have a wrestling one.
Of course.
That's three. Mike has one in the spare room on the desk. There's also one on the cork board, so that's four and five.
Oh, my God.
And we have another little one.
He has two in the same room?
Yeah, and then we have another little one.
Oh, dear God.
The other little one in the kitchen we don't write on.
Why?
Because it's just for, like, I don't know what. But it's never been written on. Right? It's never been
written on.
You're
a house full of calendars.
We're a house full of calendars, I tell you.
Holy shit.
Isn't that crazy?
That is so weird.
So ridiculous.
I don't understand.
Do you ever? I know. It's very stressful. It's very stressful. Right? Because some days I get on the bus and I'm like, ah, shit. Forgot. It's still Monday's cat. And I'm going to get there. I'm going to get home and it's going to come up in a conversation somehow, right? He's going to be like, guess what? It's Tuesday.
Ah, shit.
Right? I'm like, son of a bitch. Right? Because, right? You know, he would never forget to
Such
not.
Such angst over a calendar.
Because you know that my husband will never forget to change it. He
no,
will always
he's
change
a Gibson.
He's a Gibson, and they don't forget shit like that. Right? Me, it's going to stay on January 1st for the whole year as far as I care. I don't give a shit.
Because you use the calendar on your phone.
Yeah, right? Because that's what everybody has is a phone calendar.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But you know what? What did we used to do without blackout curtains?
I have no idea.
Like, what did we do? Like, was everybody just waking up at 6?
I think so.
Wow.
And dying of heat in the summer?
Dying of heat in the summer?
Summer?
Yeah.
The summer heat?
Like, whoever invented those, eh? Blackout curtains?
Smart.
Smart people.
Didn't get an award, though.
Should have gotten, like, the Nobel Peace Prize.
I know. Won nothing good.
They got nothing.
No.
They got nothing. They got knocked off. They got knocked off. The originals got knocked off, I'm sure of it.
And is making no money from it.
No money at all, Samantha.
That's so sad.
I know, right?
So sad.
I don't know. Those are the things I think
about.
Okay,
but the proof is in the pudding.
What the hell is that? What is that phrase? God, I hate phrases. I hate lame-ass sayings. I hate phrases. And I think I'm going to hate you in a minute. That's where I think this is going. I'm going to hate you.
Okay,
aren't I?
Because I found stuff.
All right.
Like I do.
Okay.
Okay. Because I love really bad sayings.
Yes, you do.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Ugh.
Which I quite enjoy.
I hate it.
And I love proof is in the pudding.
Proof is in the pudding.
Okay. No offense. What kind of pudding?
Well, hopefully it's chocolate fudge. And hopefully it's the
and
one.
What kind of proof are we looking for?
What are we looking for in the pudding?
Yeah.
You know what I'm looking for in the pudding? My spoon. I'm just looking for my spoon in the pudding.
Okay. So, because I like a good saying, I was wondering if anybody wanted, like, words or phrases to be retired.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, not every decade do we hang on to the same thing.
True.
Right?
True.
Every decade we get a new set of weird
kick
words.
Kick things to the curb.
Yes. So, apparently, people want these particular things kicked.
Okay. Can I comment if I don't agree?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. The word sick.
Okay.
And not sick in, like, you're
okay.
sick.
Yeah.
But, like, oh my God, that's so sick.
Oh.
Like, oh, it's so cute or
right.
awesome or whatever.
Okay.
It's like how they use it.
Yeah.
Basic.
Basic.
You're so basic.
I don't get that one.
You're so basic.
I don't get that one. Probably because I'm not basic.
It's so basic because you use it in the word, in the context that it's supposed to be used, but it's like, oh, you're so simple. Oh, it's so basic.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Get rid of it.
Fake news.
Get rid of fake news.
I'm done.
I think we're
going
to have another 4 years of it, but yep, let's get rid of it.
But let's get rid of it.
Hey.
Yes.
Let's get rid of yes. That's like, remember back in the day, what's up?
What's up?
Get rid of that.
Yeah. Get rid of that.
Okay, yeah.
Worst.
No, I like worst.
That's the worst.
I like worst.
Really?
I'm keeping it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Literally.
You the worst.
You the worst.
Yeah.
Literally. Like, literally. You have to. No?
No.
No.
No. I wouldn't use it.
No. Lit?
Lit. Don't even know what that one means. No.
It's so lit.
So lit. That's too cool for me. I'm old lady Samantha, right? I'm almost 50, for Christ's sakes. I don't know this shit.
Okay. Bae.
Okay, I was a fan of that. What did that mean, bae?
Just babe.
Babe. Oh,
but
okay.
They, like, spelt it B-A-E.
They had to shorten babe and take out another letter.
Bae.
No.
Bro.
I don't mind bro.
Yo, bro.
I like bro, but I don't like bro.
Bro.
I don't like that.
Hey, bro.
I like bro. I'm okay with bro.
I like dude.
Yeah, you.
Dude.
You are a user of dude.
I'm not taking it back. I like that word.
You're keeping dude?
Yeah.
I'll keep dude.
I'm keeping dude.
Keep dude.
You're so extra.
I don't even know that. I've never even heard that one.
Or be extra, bitch.
No. No. It's over my head.
The cool kids use it, apparently.
Do they?
Yeah. Huh. Okay, I like this phrase. Sorry, not sorry.
Well, that's Canadian.
Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry.
Not sorry.
Not sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you should just become sorry, but in your mind, silent.
Not sorry.
Yeah. Like that.
Hashtag goals.
You know what sorry, not sorry is kind of like? Mm. Like Bond. James Bond. Sorry.
Not sorry.
Right? That's kind of what that reflects.
Maybe I have to say it differently
now. Right? Okay. So here it is. Let's roll it out, Samantha. Sorry.
Sorry.
Not sorry. Yeah. Got to have some attitude to it. Right?
Yeah.
Bond. James Bond. Yeah.
Okay. Hashtag goals.
No, I never even heard that.
Where have you been?
I don't know.
Oh my God, you really are not cool.
I'm super cool.
Okay. Low key.
I don't like that
hashtag
one.
Hashtag low key.
No, I don't like that.
Yeah. It's very, like, popular. Totes.
No. Get rid of totes. Sign me up. Put me.
No, I like it.
I want to be at the front of the Let's Get Rid of Totes parade. I'm carrying the flag.
No, because it's funny.
It's not.
No, it's so funny.
It's not.
It's so. Reminds me of my Valley Girl days.
Well, I never had Valley Girl days.
I did. Huh. I'm dead. I'm dying.
No.
No?
No.
It's funny. Mm. But I don't use that. Mm. Legit.
Like too legit to quit.
Yeah. Yeah. Epic.
No, I like epic. Keep epic, please. Please keep epic. I like that.
Millennial.
Keep that.
Man, he's
yes.
To die.
No, I got too many.
To
no, because that represents me.
Mm. Yeah. You're not, but
that's okay. I am.
Vibe.
I don't care about vibe. Mm.
Influencer.
Keep it.
No, because I think people overuse it.
Do you think it's being over? Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like we could keep it around. I mean, it's a good word.
I think it's okay. Can we leave it for a bit?
Maybe.
Okay.
Okay, but all I thought was this reminds me of the 80s when everybody used to talk Valley Girl.
I know, and then that just dropped off, right?
Yeah, so. It kind of makes me think that every decade, come up with a set of words or phrases that defines that particular decade.
That's possible. I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I think. Hmm. And that's why I'm keeping totes.
You're keeping totes.
Totes.
I'm never saying totes. I'm not saying totes my goats. I'm not saying totes whatever else you say with it. I'm not saying winner chicken dinner. I'm not saying none of that shit.
You're so basic.
Pencil me in. Pencil me in as basic, Samantha. Right? Hashtag I got no goals. Right? I'm a loser. I live in a van down by the river. Right?
I live in a van
down by the river. Yeah, that's what I do.
All right.
Okay.
Now the fun part.
You got some questions.
I got some random questions.
All right, let's see how we do. I got a couple for you, too. Okay. You going first?
I'm going to do one first.
Okay. You know that my instinct is to lie.
Yes, I know, but okay. You can't lie because these are just random.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. If you were arrested with no explanation, what would your friends and family assume you had done?
If I was arrested with no explanation, what would my friends?
Lisa Gibson, liar extraordinaire, would rather lie first before telling the truth. Opens her mouth when she shouldn't.
My friends and family would think that she probably didn't do anything wrong, but talked herself into a problem, right? Right? I think that's what you would think.
Do you think?
I think, okay, what would I have done wrong? What would I have done wrong?
See, you know what popped into my head?
Tell me.
That would get you arrested?
What? Did I steal?
You were driving?
Yeah.
And you had your phone on.
I was texting.
And you were texting. And you probably had your tablet open.
Yeah.
Because you're not traveling anywhere else without, like, you're taking your electronics.
Taking all my stuff. Yeah.
That's what I think.
I'd be texting.
And then you were trying to explain to the officer, "Officer, I am a very well-versed driver with electronics.
You have no idea, Officer Pete, just how good. Hop in and let me show you how well I can text and drive."
And then you talked yourself into getting locked up.
Getting locked up. And then, you know, people would be like, "Stupid asshole." I've been telling her for years not to do that.
Stupid
right?
Asshole.
Stupid asshole. That's funny.
Okay.
Okay, I got one for you.
All right.
Okay. Do you dance crazy when nobody's looking?
Of course I do.
I knew you would.
Of course I do.
Guess who doesn't? This girl.
I know.
I never do, right? I never, unless I'm the bunny in the Snapchat filter. That's as dancey as I get.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I get my jiggy on.
Yes, you do. Yes. I see you kind of being like Mrs. Doubtfire, hey? Like
I'm like all over the place.
All over the place.
Yeah.
Singing out loud.
Yeah,
and
cranking the music.
Cranking the music.
Having
I'm
a
not
good time.
I'm not that girl.
Oh, okay.
No. That was my question.
It makes me happy.
Well, that's important, right? Whatever makes you happy, Samantha.
Okay, I got another one.
Okay.
If you had to choose one animal to help you win a fight, which animal would you choose?
One animal to help me win a fight?
Yeah.
Do you know the answer?
No.
I'm going to choose a mad cat. I'm going to choose a cat. You know why? Because they got the razor claws. I'm choosing a mad cat. That's what I'm doing. And I'm going to just throw it at people. Right? I'm going to pull its tail and I'm going to throw it at you. It's going to be pissed off.
Wing it around.
Right? I'm going to wing it around. I'm going to rough it up a bit, but in a very friendly, non-harmful way. Right? Like some rough play.
Oh my God.
Right? And then I'm going to throw it at you.
Yeah. Make that poor cat do all the work.
That cat's doing all the work. Exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
Makes total sense.
Right? That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm doing.
Makes total sense.
And it's funny because Mike sometimes will be like, "Call me Mad Cat, hey?" I'm like, "No, I'm not a Mad Cat at all." Uh-huh. That's what I would do.
That's okay. Your alter ego as a cat.
As a cat. A mad cat. A mad. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
What product would you stockpile if you found out you could never get it again?
Could never get it again.
What product? Never again. Gone forever.
Ooh.
Out of here. Gone. Better buy lots.
Coffee.
That's what you would pick.
Or a potato.
No.
No, or a potato.
Not
chip.
An aura.
No.
Not an aura.
Yeah.
It's you got to pick
no,
one.
No, I feel like both are equally important to me.
Which one you can never get it again?
Potato chip.
That's what you're stockpiling? Potato chips. Go into Sam's house and it's just potato chip house. I figured you'd go with potato chip, but I knew it would be a tough decision.
Yes.
I think, yeah.
I love coffee.
You do. You know what I would pick?
Hmm.
Kraft dinner.
Of course.
I would never, ever want to ever not have it again. So I would stockpile that stuff.
Oh my God.
The original.
All the fake cheese.
All the fake cheese. All the originals.
Okay.
Okay.
I think you already know the answer to this one. What food would you be willing to eat for every meal for the rest of your life?
I got two.
No, you can only have one.
Oh, it's
okay.
Like
you didn't let me
potato.
Have two for the other one. What food? One thing.
It's a hot dog.
Of course it is. Of course. course it's a hot dog.
It's a hot dog. It's a hot dog. It's a hot dog. My second, if I could have to, would be pizza.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But hot dog for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't live without a hot dog.
I can't live without a hot dog.
Yeah.
Kicked Weenie Beanie to the curb because I was living without a hot dog, right? Yeah. I can't live without a
hot
dog.
Can't do it.
Can't do it, man.
Okay.
I can't do it. Okay. What chore do you hate doing?
Oh, my God. Dishes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Freaking hate it.
Yeah.
Like, with a passion.
You do.
And, Mom, it goes all the way back to my childhood.
Because that was, right, your PTSD.
Oh, my God.
Samantha, get washing.
We were in the we called it the Goodenough's house.
Yeah.
Because that's who we rented it from.
Right.
In Oliver, British Columbia. And I remember having to grab a chair, get on the chair, wipe the dishes down, and try and jump onto the counter to put away the dishes.
Put away the dishes.
I hated it.
And you still...
And Michelle always washed, and I always had to dry.
Always.
And I felt that was really, really unfair.
Isn't that funny? The older sister always got to wash.
Yes!
Yeah.
Ugh!
Because that's the easy job.
Yes!
That's because the water's doing the work.
Well, because you got to dry it, then you got to climb the chair, then you got to climb on the counter, then you got to put it away.
Yeah. That's why
hated
you have...
it.
That's why you have, like, your handy-dandy rack. Right? Your dishes don't go in their home. Your dishes go in their temporary home,
yes,
which becomes their forever home. I know. And oh, I'm gonna have a coffee. I'll just take that mug that's waiting.
Yes.
I know.
I'm sorry.
I know. My chore that I hate dusting.
Yes.
I hate to dust.
Well, and you do a hot job anyway.
I do,
so.
Right? I do. Got another one?
Yes.
Okay.
What historical event would you like to know the truth about?
Oh, good one.
Well, you're a history major.
I am a history major. What do I want to know the truth about? I want to know the truth about... Oh, there's so many. There's so many. Do you have one in mind?
I want to know the truth about the Kennedy shooting.
No, the truth is out there.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
What is it then?
He got shot.
Okay, by who, though?
By a lone shooter. Lee Harvey Oswald.
No.
No?
No.
I want to know, the truth I want to know, is how Elvis really died.
Oh.
Because they say he died on the toilet.
Hmm.
Dirty ass?
Maybe.
Dirty?
Maybe.
Dirty ass, you
maybe
think?
Maybe.
Right?
How about Area 55?
What's Area 55?
Where the aliens are.
No, I don't know that shit. I don't care about aliens. I don't believe in them. I don't believe that we have them. I don't believe in the Great Gazoo. That's a cartoon. Right? Right?
Oh, my God.
Dum-dums from
yes
the Flintstones.
Okay.
What else would I want to learn? I would want to learn also, I would want to learn...
Stonehenge?
Maybe. Or the Tower of Babel. That's kind of cool.
The Tower of Babel.
That's all about language and how languages evolved.
Oh, okay.
That would be kind of cool. Stonehenge would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'd want to know about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You're not very exciting as a history major.
History is not exciting. History is not exciting, Samantha. The Inquirer is exciting. Right? History is not exciting.
The Inquirer!
The Inquirer is exciting.
The Rag Mag.
Yeah, right? So things that would be exciting in history would be like, how many girlfriends did Elvis really have? Right? Like,
oh
you
my
know,
God.
Did Princess Diana really just get wrapped up with too many men? It's that type of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. You know what I want? I want to know what really was served at the Last Supper.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
Because we talk about Pancake Tuesday.
Maybe it was pancakes.
Like, I think that the dietary food would not have been that exciting.
No.
Right? Like.
It would have been basic.
Be basic. Be very basic, right?
Bitch, it'd be being basic.
Bitch, no herbs and spices. Right? We don't know what that is yet. Right? We don't know.
We don't know enough.
That's funny.
Okay.
This one. Okay. So you got two shows only that you can ever watch.
Oh.
Dr. Pimple Popper?
Uh-huh.
Or My 600-Pound Life?
No, Dr. Pimple Popper.
Over My 600-Pound
yeah
Life?
Yeah.
Why?
I love a good squeeze. I love a good bleh.
Yeah, but
grosses me out sometimes, but I just love it.
But My 600-Pound Life.
Nope. Dr. Pimple Popper.
Interesting.
Nope. Dr. Pimple Popper.
Really?
Yeah, Jersey's going to be like Dr. Pimple Popper. He likes it too.
But do you guys even watch My 600-Pound Life?
Mm, occasionally.
It's interesting.
No, I... Mm,
no.
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 None of it.
No.
HHG watches it.
That's nice.
And nothing.
Nope.
Huh.
Nope. Dr. Pimple Papa.
You don't want to see what goes through Dr. Nazarin's mind?
Nope.
And all that interest. Instead, you just want to watch people pop their zits.
Yep.
That's gross. That's gross, man.
It's not just about zits, though.
What else is it about?
It's about, like, fatty tissue and...
Are you watching the new one, The Toe Doctor?
There's a toe doctor?
There's a toe doctor.
Ew.
That's gross, eh?
I don't know about toes.
I don't know about toes.
I don't know about toes.
I don't want to watch toes. I mean, I'm picking my 600-pound life. Okay. I love that show.
Wasn't really about you?
I know. But I like to make everything comes back.
Yeah, full circle.
Full circle to me.
Full circle
to me, Samantha.
All right.
You got another one? You got one more?
I got one more.
You got one more.
If animals could talk, which would be the rudest?
The rooster. The rooster. Right? Because that bitch is waking you up in the morning.
And it's a him.
And it's a him.
So that son of a bitch.
So that son of a bitch. I think he would be very rude. I think the rooster would be very rude.
I think a hyena is rude.
Oh.
Because it's always laughing.
Because it's always laughing. But maybe... So you think they're kind of taunting. The hyena's kind of taunting.
A little bit.
A little bit tauntable.
A little bit tauntable.
Okay, here's my last one for you.
Okay.
All right, this has been fun. What's your worst habit?
Being late.
Ding, 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 ding. And there's the balloons falling from the sky. The heavens just open up.
Oh, shut up.
So your worst habit.
Shut up.
Yeah, I don't even have one, so I couldn't even
yes,
answer.
Yes, you do.
I don't have a worst habit.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
What's my worst habit?
OMG.
What? The fact that I'm dog with a puffy white tail?
Yeah.
Maybe that's a bad habit. The fact that I stop paying attention halfway through the conversation?
Or that you talk over.
I'm a talk over. I'm a butter inner.
Yes, you are.
I'm a butter
You're
inner.
A butter inner.
I'm a butter inner. And my husband always is like, could I just finish?
We have similar problems, Michael.
It's odd how you both have similar problems with me, right?
Yeah, that's funny.
I'm a butter inner.
Yeah, that's
absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely. That was fun.
Yeah.
That was kind of fun.
Learned a little bit more about you.
Yeah. Huh? I'm a mad cat. I'm gonna rough that cat up and throw it at you. She takes care. You talk to the cat.
You talk to the cat.
The cat will take care of the business.
All right. We All right. have a really important announcement.
What is it?
People, share us.
Come on, people.
Come on.
Come on. You know you want to.
You know you want to.
Do you know that, guys, here's the thing, friends of the podcast. First off, we want you to all come to our Facebook group.
Yes.
Just go to the search bar on your Facebook page.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Type in, I shake my head with Lisa and Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Hit join. I'm going to be the person that says, absolutely, I'm going to join you. Then what we want you to do is then at the top of that page, it shows all these little round circles of everybody's lovely faces,
uh-huh.
and it says invite. If you hit invite, your people are going to come up, the
you
people
betcha.
You know, and invite them to our group.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty easy.
Easy.
Super easy.
Easy.
Right?
We just want to grow the community that we have.
Yeah.
We want everyone to interact with us.
Hi, right, this week, today we posted on our Facebook a Would You Rather. Or, oh, yes. No,
that was yesterday.
Yesterday's was Would You Rather.
And today was a Throwback Thursday.
Throwback Thursday to the ugly couch that everybody knows. Everybody has had
Grandma's
something.
Couch.
Everybody, that couch has touched everybody's life somehow, right? So, you know, we're just there having lots of fun.
Yeah.
So share us. If you know people that need a good laugh, come laugh with us.
Tell them to come listen.
We laughed a lot already.
We did.
We've been laughing.
Yeah, it's been good.
That's what we do.
All right, Lisa.
Samantha.
I shake my head.
Oh, I haven't. I shake my head from today.
Yes.
Okay, so here's the thing. So I'm at work, right? Got a little bit of the flu.
Uh-huh.
Not feeling my best the last couple days.
Uh-huh.
But I'm still at work trying to do my best.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I said, but I know I'm not doing my best. But I said to the HHG, I said, you know what? Sorry, I'm not feeling my best today. Sorry, I haven't been that much of a help. Out of the blue, this stupid big mouth lady. Well, why haven't you been?
Oh, my God.
Excuse me? Why haven't you been?
Oh, my God.
This is all I'm thinking. First off, is your name Michelle? And if it is, that's purely coincidental, because I guarantee if your name is Michelle, you don't go by HHG. Which means mind your own business. I shouldn't have to reveal my business to her.
Yeah.
Because she's just trying on a shirt in an area that's not even her area. I shouldn't have to answer.
No.
Why do people feel the need to interject in conversation?
Because that's where we're going.
They don't know me.
No.
Right? They don't know what I'm going through.
Nope.
They don't know.
But
so
how about
stop calling me on the carpet, you stupid bag?
But I think people think their opinion matters.
You think so?
Because of the social media stuff that we have out in the world.
And they think that everybody has a right to just chime in.
Yep.
Huh.
Yep.
I don't like that. Because you know what? If I wanted to include you, I would have brought you into the conversation.
Excuse me, ma'am. Would you like to come over here for a second?
Dear stranger, do you want to come over here while I apologize to my friend, my coworker, for that I'm not feeling good today, so I haven't been able to help as much as I should have?
Yeah.
Do you want to be part of that conversation?
You're not doing it.
You're not. I'm not doing it. No.
Because
guess what? DFC. I don't need your opinion.
Nope.
Yeah. Don't butt in. Don't be a Debbie Butt-Inner. Debbie Butt-Inner?
No, butt. That doesn't sound right.
No, it doesn't make sense, eh? Don't be a Butt-Inner. Just don't butt in.
Don't be a Budinsky.
Don't be a Budinsky.
Oh.
Don't be a Budinsky.
Don't be a Budinsky.
Right? Don't contribute to my conversation unless I've asked you to.
Exactly.
Thank you. That's my check, man. What about you? Oh, you're looking at me funny.
Dear Cora.
Dear Cora.
Cora's.
Cora's.
You didn't get back to me.
Or me.
Mm-hmm. I got a bone to pick with you.
Peter Pointer up.
You apparently think that what I had to say was not important.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to tell you, it is.
It is.
It is.
You know who you're talking to.
Yeah.
You're talking to Samantha Sperling.
Exactly.
That one.
That one.
That one. Yes. That
because
one.
Because we deserve a little bit of like, hey, we're going to look into it.
Hey.
I don't need anything from you.
We're not asking for anything.
Nope. But I needed you to acknowledge the fact that perhaps this particular location needs a little bit of help.
Right.
That's all I was indicating.
Yeah.
Help.
We are in the customer service industry.
Yep.
So we just think it's important that it's represented.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And they never got back.
No follow up.
Nothing.
Nope.
When I posted your email on their Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't like that because that's visual, right?
Mm-hmm.
People can see that.
Yep.
And they said, send us your phone number and your email and we'll get back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I told them that I was out of town, so I couldn't give them my phone number, right? I'm busy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want them phoning me. Gave them my email. Nothing.
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 Not a thing.
We're done.
Apparently they don't care about us.
Yep, we're done.
We're done.
We're done.
We're done. We're not going back.
Nope.
Nope.
There's so few places we go to now.
Right? Right? We kicked buffets to the curb. We kicked Smitty's to the curb. I don't know. We're going to be having McDonald's. We're going to have McDonald's breakfasts. Yeah, Denny's. Yes.
We done.
We done.
We done.
We done.
We done.
That's what we have. But guess what?
Mm.
We have a promo.
Oh.
Yeah. So friends of the podcast, you guys know that we're part of the PodFix Network.
Yes, we
are. And we're proud to be.
Yep.
So one of our friends who's also part of the PodFix Network,
uh-huh.
they got a podcast. It's called A Dash of Science.
Cool.
We want to play their promo.
Cool.
It's a great podcast. People, listen to them.
Check it out.
Have a listen.
Hey everyone, Chris here from A Dash of Science. You ever wonder how we evolved from apes, even though there's still apes around? Can't figure out why we don't have a cure for cancer or why we aren't gene splicing the hell out of everything? Maybe you find yourself wondering why we aren't going to Mars yet or how come we're not headed full throttle towards all those habitable planets that NASA's found. If any of these feel familiar to you or you just enjoy hearing about science, technology, engineering, and medicine, then come check us out. At A Dash of Science, we take these topics and put them in a chokehold until they submit, until you get all the answers you never knew you wanted. So make sure you check us out at your favorite podcasting app or visit us directly at dashofscience.com.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. Topic for next week. We are going to see how many kinds of smart we are.
There's not even going to be enough fingers to count my smarts.
I feel a test coming
on. A test. Okay.
I'm very excited.
Are you very excited?
Yes.
I think I'm going to be super smart.
There's several kinds of smart,
yeah,
Lisa.
And I'm going to be all of them.
Get off your pedestal.
I'm going to blow your mind, Samantha.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Just you wait.
Okay. What are you talking about?
You know what? I'm talking about Patreon.
Yoo-hoo!
So, friends of the podcast, it takes a village to produce and bring this to you every week.
Yes, ma'am.
So, this is what we're asking. We're asking for you to go to our Patreon page, patreon.com.
Mm-hmm.
What is the rest?
/join.
Join.
/I shake my head.
I shake my head.
Easy
and you
as that.
Can, for as little as $2.
Mm-hmm.
You can help support the podcast.
You know it.
Right? It's going to help us to maybe buy some new microphones. I might need new earbuds. I've had them for a year. We're wondering a little bit about our dash cam.
Yes.
Right? We might want to upgrade.
Yeah.
We might want to take this show on the road.
Well, we might want to take the show inside.
And we might want to take this show inside. So for as little as $2, right on up, right? Some people are getting, Betty's getting a magnet.
Yeah.
Right? Because she did. People are getting shout outs. Some people get mugs. Just depending.
Awesome.
Right? And share.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we want.
All right. We want to thank Audio Editing Solutions for making us sound so good.
So good.
You can find us on any podcast app that you have.
We're everywhere.
I shake my head. That's all I go look for.
Yeah.
Our social media, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and the Twitter.
The Twitter.
The Twitter.
We're always on the Twitter.
We're always on the Twitter.
We're always on everything.
We are.
Right? Follow us. Join us.
Yeah.
Share us.
Absolutely.
Right? Just have fun with us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Well, not in that way. I mean, don't... Hi.
Hey, hi. What?
You have a husband.
I'm not saying anything like that, Samantha. Yes, I have a husband. I also just professed my love for a dilly dog. Right? Right? So I'm just saying, right? I'm just looking for new friends. I'm just looking for more friends.
Yeah, that's
platonic friendships.
Friends.
We're looking for friends. Get your mind out of the gutter, old lady.
Sorry.
I tell ya.
Sorry.
Anything else this week, Samantha?
I think we're good.
We're good.
We're good.
All right. Always a pleasure.
It should be.
This was a podcast from the Podfix Network. Check out more shows like it at podfixnetwork.com.